Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast, October 2020 update with some developments at Plan Vision. First of all, we'll be coming out with a new client site, hopefully soon. Would have liked to have started early October, but probably not for another 2 weeks to 4 weeks. And it will require a username and password. Your username will be your Plan Vision username, which is your email, and then you'll be able to set up a password. Much better layout, much better search capability. We're hoping to organize it much better and have a lot more client interaction with it as well. So you can go there and get answers fairly quickly. We'll be developing some short audios and videos to answer some of your questions related to investing and planning and using your brokerage account. By the end of this year, in addition, we hope to be offering an investment policy statement for all of our clients that want this. We're working on this right now. It'll be a great one-page overview with some specifics on your plan, your investments, and that will be made available to our clients. If you want that, we'll have to work with you on a, it's tailored to your situation. So we'll get to that when we can, but we'll be announcing that later this year, we hope. Also, for those that have already seen this, a development that we're starting to use more and more of is Loom. It's a great video audio recording tool where we can answer questions for our clients in an audio way. And great way to provide service and enhance how we can answer questions. An update as well for those that haven't interacted with Jason Lynch yet. He's doing a solid job at doing research for us for a lot of our expat clients. That's an area that we want to expand quite a bit, is doing additional research in financial planning and investment areas. And so Jason is doing a lot more of that now for questions that come up. Also, for our American clients, many of you have been able to take advantage of Jason's skills as a CPA and done some nice tax planning and answered. And he's been able to answer some of your questions about the implications of your decisions on your taxes. So he's available for our clients in that area as well. With regards to eMoney, if you are using eMoney and you update your data, if you update a connection, what that will do for your accounts is change the return for that specific account. And so if you happen to, now we try to stay on top of that for our clients. So we do get notifications when you update your connections, but we may miss something, or if you do a lot of updates or maybe they're delayed, we won't see that. So if you are updating your accounts and the cash flow reports look significantly different, let us know and we'll go and have a look and try to fix that for you. You can also reach out if you have questions about any questions, I guess, about eMoney and how it's working, or if the data's clean, or if it seems the reporting seems a bit odd. You can certainly send an email to Christian Reek or to me, and we'll try to look into that. As far as those that are using IB, if a couple of things have happened with Interactive Brokers, they got slapped on the wrist for not doing enough audit work on deposits. So they've stepped that up a little bit, being a little bit more rigorous on checking of deposits. So you may notice a little more review of deposit notifications if you're an IB account user. And also, what we've seen in the last couple of months is if you're moving around the world, if you move your location, IB may require you to do a new application. Not a huge deal. Still got to go through the hassle of opening a new account, uploading the information, but then you can just merge the two together. Finally, if you are interested, and we'd love to have you do this, providing a review, a positive review for Plan Vision, you can go to our Google site, I guess. And the way you do is just type in planvisionmn.com into your search engine, and you should see, if you use Google search, and you should see over on the right-hand side of the page, the Plan Vision Google page, and then you can write a review. We'd love to have that, as we do get people that come upon Plan Vision through search engines. So if there's some reviews there, we would be very grateful. Thanks, and let us know if you have any questions at all.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.